President Barack Obama's health law has never had an easy time in Kansas or Missouri, and it's still not going down very well. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback, a staunch opponent of the law, announced a few days after the election that Kansas would not have any involvement in setting up or managing a health exchange. Shireen Jones Sontag is a spokesperson for Brownback's office.
Kansans feel Obamacare is an overreach by Washington and have rejected the state's participation in this federal program.
Across the state line in Missouri, the law has also faced an uphill battle. Voters approved a measure on Election Day that prohibits the governor or any state agency from making any moves towards setting up an exchange without legislative approval. And lawmakers don't convene again until January, well past some of the key deadlines for setting up an exchange. Governor Jay Nixon, a Democrat, has said all of this means that at least for now, Missouri will have a federal exchange.
Based on current state law and the federal deadline, the state-based option isn't on the table for Missouri at this time.
Some health policy experts find the situation in the region ironic. Thomas McAuliffe is with the Missouri Foundation for Health, which has helped fund efforts to plan an exchange.
We have a state that is very much committed to states' rights and state control, yet we're willing to just blindly cede all creation and administration of our health-based exchange or our insurance state marketplace to the federal government.
But McAuliffe doesn't want to write everything off just yet. He thinks states like Missouri are likely to become more involved in the process as the political dust settles. Governor Nixon himself said in his announcement that falling back on a federal exchange isn't ideal.
Regulating the insurance market is a power best left in the hands of the states, where we can perform those duties more efficiently and effectively and provide better service for our consumers.
Early on, Missouri had made some progress towards setting up an exchange, as had Kansas. That came to a halt in both states, and the governors were supposed to tell Health and Human Services by last week whether they or the federal government would be setting up and managing their exchanges. But the federal agency changed course the day before, giving states more time to submit their plans, and even more time to decide whether they'd want to partner with the federal government. Brownback has reaffirmed Kansas won't be involved, but there are still those like Kansas Insurance Commissioner Sandy Prager who want the state to have a role. Prager says that will depend on the path Governor Brownback takes with his new legislature in the months ahead.
His concern is that they have all these new conservative Republicans that won't want to go along with a partnership exchange. But I'm still hopeful.
But lawmakers may bring up several concerns about getting involved. Frank Ellis is past chair of the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce.
You can look at it from the standpoint of as state elected officials on both sides of the state line do not want to take on another liability, another bureaucracy, and they see that coming.
Ellis also heads Swope Health Services, a community health center in the region that operates on both sides of the state line. He says patients, businesses, insurers, health providers, everyone has skin in the game, and he worries about a lack of state and regional involvement.
If the feds come in, they're not going to have a different model per se for each community. They're going to standardize one shoe fits all, and the health care needs in the state of Missouri and Kansas are far different than the health care needs in New York and Maine or are in Arizona.
Meanwhile, the Missouri Foundation for Health's Thomas McAuliffe says by extending the deadline for states to declare whether they will run an exchange or not, the Federal Department of Health and Human Services is signaling a bit of desperation.
This is an indication to me that Health and Human Services, i.e. the Obama administration, is dying for state support on this. Their worst-case scenario is that they set up nearly 30 federal-based exchanges.
And what that means, he says, is that states like Kansas and Missouri will still have an opportunity in the future to get more involved if they choose. But Missouri's Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder, who supported legal challenges to the law, thinks these federal extensions are a sign of the health law's weakness and future demise.
They are effectively admitting failure. I do not believe the federal government is going to have the money to do the exchanges. And so the threat that they are leveling against us is that if we don't do a state-level exchange, they will do our exchange for us, and I'm prepared to call that bluff.
With the elections now behind them, leading Republican lawmakers in Missouri have started meeting again and discussing whether the state should get involved in an exchange. Kinder thinks the majority will want to stay out of it, but many still want more details from the federal government about how a state exchange would operate differently from a federal one. What the states decide to do down the road is not the chief concern for those in the healthcare industry like Matt Aull. Aull is the top lawyer with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, the largest company in the state. He says the reality is all of these exchanges have to be up and running in a little over a year.
I don't want to say it's going to be a rushed process, but we are going to have to work very intensely over the next several months to get ready. We just don't have time to spend worrying about the politics of it, to worry about regretting a decision or hoping for another decision. We just need to get started.
Aull says in order to get started, he and others need more direction from the feds on how the exchange will work now that they'll be taking the lead in the region. That includes getting more guidance on what the actual insurance products are supposed to look like to how they'll be sold on the exchange. And with a start date of January 1st, 2014, for when residents and small businesses will start accessing insurance on those exchanges, that's not a lot of time for either federal leaders or the healthcare industry to work out the details and make sure everything's ready. Reporting for KC Currents, I'm Alana Gordon.